Part 2. Better to act and risk a mistake than do nothing, trapped by indecision. Ancient Camivoran proverb. From the Journal of Queen Isolde.
I have come to realize that mine is a liminal existence. I was born of low station, but am now a noble, a queen, no less. I float between those two realms like a shadow, belonging to both and to neither. Viego and I are newly married, yet already I seem to have worn out my welcome at court. The courtiers and aristocrats despise me for my humble bloodline and foreign bearing, and ignore me whenever not required to do otherwise. The grandmasters of the knightly orders speak only to Viego when in my presence. Even the servants look down when I am near, fearful and suspicious, for in their eyes I am no longer like them, but one of the nobles, and no doubt as untrustworthy and cruel as the rest. The only person other than Viego who makes me feel like I exist is Calista. She hears me. She sees me. And what a wonder it is to learn that she shares my vision for a more benevolent Carmivore. But everyone else? They'd all rather I disappeared, or better yet, that Viego had picked a more suitable wife in the first place. There was a time when this hurt me, and I felt adrift and lost. But I have come to realize that the space I occupy, this uncomfortable, awkward, unique in-between place, is right where I need to be, and that it's a place of utmost privilege. For here I can act as a bridge across the gulf between those who have nothing and those who have everything. It is from this place alone that I can bring these two sides together for the betterment of all. Viego's love and his willingness to listen give me such hope. He is imperfect, aren't we all? But he wants to be better. More importantly, he wants Camivore to be better. He gets so impassioned when we speak late into the night of all the improvements we will enact. With him at my side, and with Calista guarding our backs, I know that we will succeed, despite the misgivings and machinations of the court. So yes, I live between two worlds, a part of both, but accepted by neither. And I give thanks for being here. I welcome it. And the future I see unfurling before me is one filled with light and with hope.